Well, hello there, Dr. Brian McKay, not just a chiropractor, Stanfordarian, McKinnon and Norwalk, or something like that. All right, listen, I want you to think about this if you got back pain. Yes, I'm a chiropractor. I always say I'm not just a chiropractor. One of the most important things we've added to our arsenal over the last many years is to the chiropractic adjustment, which is supposed to be the penultimate thing, but this is the adjustment puts the bones back into place and takes pressure off the disc. If you've got herniated or bulging discs, non-surgical spinal decompression for back pain is absolutely wonderful, especially when you combine it with, you know, good conservative chiropractic care. I mean, it becomes a much more powerful thing because what happens is it's kind of like getting the genie in the bottle. If you take a tube of, you know, you're brushing your teeth, you put the toothpaste on the brush, she swirls back and forth. When you have pressure on the tube, there's always a little bit left, and you take your hand off the tube or release the pressure, the remaining toothpaste goes back into the tube. This is the exact same principle that non-surgical spinal decompression works on. So it's pretty easy to visualize if you do it that way. Again, you have pressure on the tube, the little toothpaste comes out, but you don't put on your toothbrush, there's a little left there, you take the pressure off, it gets pulled back in. So what it ends up doing is it creates negative pressure within the disc space. And this is very, very important because now if you reposition the spinal bones that are causing the herniation and you fix the herniation, it's going to be a lot more effective. Okay, so it's really a great combination of things. So just imagine finally finding relief from that constant grinding ache in your spine through a safe and effective treatment that's been changing lives. And it really does do that. I mean, it's so much more effective than just doing the adjustment alone. The adjustment is really, listen, I'm a chiropractor, or not just a chiropractor, I have to say that part, but it really is an important part to healing a disc or a herniated or a bulging disc. If you have a bulging disc, that's like a slight herniation, but the two terms interlocked and used quite often the same term. But, you know, it used to be a term we call a slipped disc, you know, slips, yeah, herniated, bulging, slipped. Herniated is a really bad one. Bulging is the second. Slip disc is probably the minor of those three that we just termed. So there's numerous benefits to this innovative approach to treating herniated disc back pain. First of all, it's non-invasive. So there's no incisions. There's no anesthesia. There's no prolonged recovery time. Plus, it's highly effective, which is really probably the most important thing. You know, the science behind it is just gentle stretching of spine, which then allows the negative pressure in the disc space to bring the disc back into its normal confines. And this shift alleviates pressure from the spinal disc, allowing them to retract into their normal spot. And then it also promotes movement of oxygen, water, and nutrient-rich fluids into the discs, which don't have any direct blood supply. So you think about it, it's a pretty all-encompassing way. But doing just spinal, you know, by itself, it can be effective, but I really think it's much more effective when you have good, solid chiropractic care along with it. You know, so we've seen countless numbers of success stories with non-surgical spinal decompression. You know, people come in with pain and they leave with smiles on their faces, and they've found relief after trying many other different types of treatments alone. I mean, you have to think one thing is a lot of times people have an ache or a pain. You pop an Advil or a Aleve. You know, the body's not meant to take Advil and Aleve on a daily basis. It really isn't. It does interrupt the normal flora within your intestines and the microbiome. It can upset that dramatically. But again, if you're in pain, what are you going to do? Maybe you go for these epidural shots. I mean, I've had people go for ablation where the nerve actually gets burned out and you no longer have that nerve functioning. I guess another thing to think about is people aren't aware. You have 9 different types of nerves in your body, okay? There's 9 different types. Only 2 deal with pain. And what the chiropractic adjustment does along with the spinal decompression is it allows to reset these two types of nerve. One goes to muscles, one goes to tendons. And the adjustment resets that connection, which also have the ability to inhibit pain at the spinal cord level. So the adjustment itself is good for reducing pain. It's not the same thing to reduce the herniation. So what it is, it's like a two-prong approach, And it's much more. It's like a comprehensive back pain solution that we offer here at Core Health and Dairy. And this is not a, you know, there's many people doing spinal decompression, but I give you that. But I would really caution you to please think about doing spinal decompression with the adjustment. By itself, I'd say it's fine. And I wouldn't say it's standalone, but it's the type of thing that you really would gain more benefit. And here's the thing too is, you know, just you get your life back on track. If you're not exercising, you're probably setting the stage for the problem to come back. I mean, let's be honest. You know, back pain, listen, we sit way too much. Sitting is the new smoking per se, but you have to think about it this way. You need to exercise, okay? Even if you're not used to exercising, got a bad back, just go from sitting in a chair to standing without holding onto the armrest. You practice that. You do it 20 times. You know, you give a couple of seconds rest. You do another 20. Simple things like that can go a long way to improving the ecosystem within your back. And that's something I think, you know, and then again, too, is stretching is important. Overall exercise is good because, like we mentioned earlier, you don't have a direct blood supply to the spinal cord. I mean, actually, to spinal cord you do, but to the actual nerve and the disc. Those fluid is caused by movement. So you get the nutrients in there and the fluids you need to lubricate is by movement. So when you have lack of mobility, which is caused by a misaligned vertebra, that's the primary thing a chiropractor is going to treat. We call it a subluxation. It's a big word. Don't think you need to know. It's a bone out of place, but it does impede the normal movement. So the adjustment takes that pressure off. The spinal decompression allows the fluid to circulate. So it's a pretty good way to do it. I mean, there's so many wonderful treatments, but I think when you stack treatments up, you're going to have a much more comprehensive approach. And the thing here is, you know, surgery should be a last resort. I mean, you know, listen, sometimes you need it. I mean, I've had patients I've had to send to surgery, and it's not always the answer. And I think you should try conservative treatments first and exhaust that only before you go for surgery. I mean, listen, like I said, we all need surgeries, you know, at times. Don't be bashful. If you need surgery, if someone comes in here, I can't help them. Listen, I've had to send people out like I've stated. You know, so some of the questions we get is, what's the duration of a typical treatment session for herniated disc back pain here at Core Health? It's going to be somewhere between 30 and 60 minutes. You can't rush it. I mean, we have to first do a basically an analysis, see if your legs are balanced out, because that usually comes from the pelvis. Once we address that, there's a little bit of heat, a little bit of massage. Then we do the chiropractic treatment. And following that is when we start to do, you know, then we start the decompression when the person's more stabilized. You know, of course, home exercise and a healthy diet is going to go a long way for your post-treatment, where you can start to resume normal activities. As far as side effects, you know, there's not many side effects to this as long as it's done in the right time frame. Spinal decompression for back pain is something that if you do it when the person's stable, if someone's in a lot of pain, it really is not the time to do it because you have muscle guarding. And until you get those muscles to relax, I would say it could cause you more pain. And, you know, I've been doing spinal decompression now for over 20 years. So I pretty much know what to look for. But you don't want to be too gung-ho, like people come in, I want this treatment today. No, it's really, there's a time and a place, and you have to be stable so there's no more muscle guarding. If you go in and you know, decompress the spine with this muscle guarding, you're fighting the muscle that's trying to protect you from, you know, harming yourself. You know, another question we get is, you know, is it covered by health insurance? It's eligibility for insurance is all varied across the board. So sometimes it's out-of-pocket costs, sometimes the cost of med, and that's really a case-by-case decision. It really is. I would say more often than not, it's not a covered service because there's no codes for it, but some insurance companies do cover it. So it really becomes more of a, you know, it depends type of an answer, which I know is not the great answer. You know, so the basically thing here is you want to get your life in order, okay? You want your back to start working again. Fix it once and get it done. I have to tell you, though, sometimes if you've had problems for a long period of time and you just get out of pain, good, but it's probably going to come back if you don't get the structure healed properly and then start to exercise. So it's kind of, listen, you want to just get out of pain? Yeah, that can get delivered, but it doesn't serve you in the long run to just get out of pain and then have it come back a couple months later, because it's just, you know, just get in, fix it, start exercising, enjoying life again, because chronic back pain does have its effect. I mean, it actually, someone in chronic back pain will rely too much on over-the-counter medication. NSAIDs, which I stated earlier, are a problem. You can't take, you know, don't take it all, you know, always, because it's just not good for the microbiome. It interrupts the normal connection between the gut-brain axis, which is a topic for another day. So you really want to get in there, fix the problem, find out what can be done, fix it, but commit to doing the exercises. Once you're done, it'll make things a lot better for you in the long run. All right. Dr. Brian McKay, not just a chiropractor, Stanford, Darien, Norwalk, New Canaan. You have yourself a great day. And if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call, 203-656-3636. 203-656-3636. Hey, listen, thanks a lot. I appreciate you listening. If you got any questions, feel free to give me a call. Have a great day.